Weather news in Arizona in recent weeks has included a phrase we don't hear all that often in the desert: tropical cyclones. Several of these storms have been brewing on their way to the Mexican coast in recent weeks, and at the same time, we've been getting our share of monsoon rain here in the valley. So are the two related, and what's behind the surge? For more on that, I got a hold of John Gottschalk. He is the chief of the operational prediction branch at the Climate Prediction Center with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And he started by breaking down what tropical cyclones are developing right now.
Well, right now, there's currently one named tropical cyclone, Lane, that's out in the eastern Pacific right now. Hurricane Hector, you remember, was actually worrying Hawaii folks for a while, but that has moved on past to the south of that island. And so right now, there's really only one particular tropical cyclone in the eastern Pacific. As you recall, a few weeks ago, there was four at one time. So things have actually quieted down a little bit more most recently. But overall, it's been a pretty active season so far in the eastern Pacific Basin.
Okay. And while we're at it, what is exactly a tropical cyclone? Like, how is this different than some kind of regular tropical storm, I guess?
Yeah, that's a very good question. One can think of the term tropical cyclone as more of a generic overarching term. With respect to tropical cyclones in general, there's different levels of intensity. And so you'll very often hear terms such as tropical depression and then tropical storm, hurricane, typhoons, and major hurricanes. Those are all tropical cyclones. It's more of a generic overarching term.
And why is it this such an active year for cyclones this year in the tropics? Like, what's going on that would cause this?
Right now, across much of what we'll call the subtropics and into the tropics, from the central Pacific west of Hawaii eastward to the Mexican and Baja California coast, sea surface temperatures or ocean temperatures at the surface of the ocean are strongly positive, meaning they're considerably above average, okay, meaning warmer than normal. And when those temperatures are warmer than normal and have been persisting that way for quite some time, there's more energy and fuel for tropical cyclones to develop. That's one factor. The other factor is that one of the things that allows tropical cyclones to become stronger and stay organized and to persist is related to the vertical wind shear in the atmosphere. If there is a lot of vertical wind shear, meaning the winds at the lower levels are considerably different than the higher levels or vice versa, it tends to tear these storms apart. One thing we've noticed this particular season so far is that there are many more days so far of the season have seen low vertical wind shear. So these storms have been able to develop more efficiently and last longer and be stronger because of this less vertical wind shear.
So can you predict at this point if any of these storms will make their way to Phoenix, to the desert southwest here, and help us out with a little bit of rain?
Well, one thing that's very interesting and important to note is that the benefits from the tropical cyclone activity that we've seen is not necessarily related to an actual path of a tropical cyclone coming into Arizona or New Mexico or Southern California. What's very nice about this in some ways from a rainfall point of view is that these systems, as they move north and northeast and northwest and eventually west, they very often will produce what are called moisture surges up the Gulf of California or also off the coast. And that additional moisture tends to allow stronger coverage of thunderstorm activity and rainfall over the monsoon region in Arizona and New Mexico and even further to the north into the southern Rockies. And so that can sometimes come at a cost with localized and heavy areas of flash flooding. But in general, these storms don't have to make direct hits, if you will, in Arizona and New Mexico to produce that.
So is this contributing to why we have seen, I think we've had six storms in the last, 7 or 8 days here in Phoenix?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The tropical cyclone activity that we've had and the moisture surges associated with them can linger or make favorable conditions, if you will, for several days in a row, sometimes as much as 1 to 2 weeks in a row over time. So you'll tend to get these bursts and perhaps lulls in the monsoon. And a lot of those are tied to these moisture surges that are initially produced by moving storms, tropical cyclones, east to west in the East Pacific.
John Gottschalk is the chief of the Operational Prediction Branch with the Climate Prediction Center. John, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.